joy and green sleeves was my delight. Green sleeves was my heart of gold, and who but my lady green sleeves? I brought the kerchiefs to thy head. They were wrought fine and gallantly. I kept thee both at board and bed, which cost my purse well favoredly. Green sleeves was all my joy, and green sleeves was my delight. Green sleeves was my heart of gold, and who but my lady green sleeves? Green sleeves, now farewell, adieu. God, I pray to prosper thee, for I am still thy lover true. Come once again and love me. Green sleeves was all my joy, and green sleeves was my delight. Green sleeves was my heart of gold, and who but my lady green sleeves?
For you who do not know us, we are the Brobdingnagian Bards. A bard by any other name has a shorter name. Brobdingnagian, as some of you may know, is a word that comes from Gulliver's Travels, a book by Jonathan Swift.
Wasn't that published in 1726?
Well, right you are, Mark. Do you know where Swift got the word Brobdingnagian for his book?
Well, it's obvious. I mean, a Latin derivative. No, Andrew, don't.
Well, I don't know either, but it's quite a word. The book was so popular that a couple of years later, several words from it found their way into the English language. The word is pronounced Brobdingnagian, which literally means marked by great size.
Chef's Outlet in historic downtown Frederick, Maryland is your source for professional supplies for your parties, church events, corporate functions, and sensible home food preparation. You can save money by cooking in quantity and still get that delicious taste you can only find when dining out. Chef Dave can show you how. You'll love having the Chef's Outlet advantage. Chef's Outlet is at 321 East 5th Street behind Food Pro. And you can find Chef's Outlet on Frederick.com. That's keywords, Chef's Outlet, on Frederick.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kent Courtney Show.
Hey, hey, Bob.
How about that song before the, you know, the sponsor that we had there for the, from the B-Bards?
Oh, man, aren't they great?
Yeah.
But what is their real name?
Well, if you heard the podcast, you know how to pronounce it.
Do you know how to pronounce it?
Yeah, the B-Bards.
Does that mean we can call them Mark and Andrew?
Absolutely, Mark and Andrew.
Yeah, it's Andrew McKee and Mark Gunn. Any relation to Peter? Hey, you know, speaking of Gunn, you know, Mike Morgan sent us a really cool email about front sight gun control.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about gun control?
Well, I believe that we all have the right to defend ourselves, and I don't think that the government has the right to take our right to bear arms away.
Well, I think gun control is, if you can do it with one hand, that's great, but two hands if you need it to really get good, steady control of your gun.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't have the luxury of actually being able to, you know, pull it up.
Well, if you got to go fast, Mike Morgan says that the front sight aiming makes sense. And I've been working with that. I haven't had a chance to try it on the range yet.
Uh-huh.
But if you take, you know, your pistol and actually go up and, you know, let your pistol come from front sight
uh-huh.
to the target and then bring the rear sight to the front sight, uh-huh. it actually, you can draw faster, holster the target to squeeze in 2 seconds.
Uh-huh.
You think that might work? I mean, you're a military man.
Well, I'm so farsighted, it doesn't matter if it's front or rear, man.
So it's draw from the hip for you.
Draw from the hip. That's right. John Wayne it, dude.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, pilgrim.
I'll tell you what, pilgrim.
Speaking of pilgrims, you have a song about a whole bunch of pilgrims, don't you?
Pilgrims. Do we have pilgrim songs in here?
Sort of, yeah.
I haven't thought of it.
Can mean more than one thing. You know, the term pilgrim can mean more than just like a traveler to the West, or it could also mean a disciple. It could mean a lot of different things.
Yeah. And those guys also came into Massachusetts.
Yeah, on the Mayflower.
Mayflower, that's right. They sure did.
Yeah.
In order to form a more perfect union or something like that.
Oh, that didn't happen until about 100 years later.
Well, they were heading in that direction.
No, actually, they went a little bit north before they went south.
That's right. They were going to Virginia and missed.
That's right.
That's why they had the Mayflower Compact to make up for the fact that they completely missed Virginia and were in some other place that they didn't know where it was. So they had to set some self-governing authority.
That's right.
It's hard to say, self-governing authority. I got it better the second time.
Well, how about playing a song for us, Mr. Courtney?
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. But I just looked around and he's gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. But I just looked around and he's gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. But I just looked around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? And we'll be free someday. Soon, it's gonna be one day. Has anybody seen my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone? I thought I saw him walking up over the hill with Abraham, Martin, and John.
Oh, I love that song.
That is a good song.
You know, it took everything I had when you were singing about, has anybody seen Bobby? I'm here!
I'm here. It's Bobby.
That's right.
Bobby.
You know, we really need to make transit issues a priority.
Oh, yeah. I know. You saw that article. It was published in the Cincinnati Inquirer past Wednesday.
Yeah, on the 19th here. Yeah.
Well, they must be listening to our podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Drivers are experiencing congestion and noxious fumes.
Noxious fumes.
Say. Deadly fumes every day.
Yeah, we've been saying that how long?
Oh, how long has the podcast been going on? A growing body of recent studies that detail the rising cost of commuting ought to give an added urgency and legitimacy to a working group's efforts to recognize and expand the Metro bus system into a truly regional multimodal transit system.
Well, they must be copying Frederick County.
Absolutely. Cincinnati will need options beyond the passenger car highway model. We ought to have this discussion now to plan for those options. And, of course, it was led by the Hamilton County Commission President, Todd Portune. And the panel's been working for several months on ways to restructure the Southwest Ohio Regional Transit Authority.
Sorta.
How appropriate.
I know. Well, you get a Southwest Ohio Regional Transit Authority. Sorta. Sort of.
The idea would not only... The idea would be not only to recognize existing bus service to new population patterns and demands, following some of the ideas in the 2002 Metro Moves proposal.
Yeah.
But also to expand it to surrounding counties, eventually including Kentucky and Indiana.
Now, you know, in the early part of the 20th century, Cincinnati had one of the finest interurban and streetcar systems in the country.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. That was about 100 years ago?
Yeah, the Cincinnati and Lake Erie. Well, actually, it was all the way through the Depression. Some of it made it into World War II, but most of it was actually a victim of the Depression. But beyond buses, the new sorter would quickly develop alternatives, which actually had been around for a long time, you know, such as the urban core trolley, shuttle systems, limited light rail lines, and possibly even a high-speed train between Cincinnati and Dayton.
Wait a minute,
up until the 1930s, right. They had one.
And as we noted earlier this year when Portune announced this project, many of these proposals are fraught with political and territorial concerns. Planners will have to not only get the county commission, Cincinnati City Council, and SORTA on board, but also a transit plan wary public and governmental agencies in several surrounding counties.
Well, nationwide, we're going to have a Manhattan-style project. You know, it's going to be like the development of nuclear weapons where they just rushed them until it happened. You know, we've got to wake up and smell the exhaust fumes.
Now, I think I'll pass. I'd much rather smell a skunk than the exhaust fumes, dude. Yeah. But the latest traffic study, released Tuesday by the respected Texas Transportation Institute, shows that the local Cincinnati economy lost, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$459 million and 24.3 million hours because of congestion in 2005.
Right. Well, you can imagine all these people sitting in a car, you know, doing virtually nothing other than creating exhaust and destroying our atmosphere.
Absolutely, and of course, you already know that the figure is going to inevitably rise.
Oh yeah. You know, as things get more congested and becomes more insane, it just you've got to figure out another way, either to bring the work to the people or get people to the work.
Absolutely.
And they're approaching nearly 50% of the households in these United States have somebody working at least part time out of the house.
Absolutely. I wish I could work out of the house.
And it makes so much sense, especially computer work and things like that can be done out of the house. Let's say you make jewelry.
I make jewelry, Kent.
And you put that jewelry on the internet and sell it. You can make the jewelry at home, put it on the internet, and then just mail it to wherever you want.
That's right.
And then you don't commute and you don't use a whole lot of gas either.
Absolutely.
And you can make a number of things. I mean, I'm picking on jewelry because I saw Donner Penoyer over at Harrisburg Music Fest, American Music Fest.
Yeah, how did that go?
Oh, fabulous. And she's a jewelry maker herself, besides being an excellent performer.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Donna about that very concept, and she's going to be putting up a website pretty soon.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, do you have a song about jewelry?
No, I don't have a song about jewelry.
Oh, all right.
No.
Well, I'm sure we'll get a pretty decent segue into this then.
Actually, I was getting ready to go into a sailor song.
All right, well, if you drive your Segway close to the pier, then it'll be a sailor song.
For the year of our Lord, 1806, we set sail from the cold Key of Cork. We were bound far away with our cargo of bricks for the fine city hall of New York. Was a very fine craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and oh, how the wild winds drove her. She had 23 masts and withstood several blasts, and we called her the Irish Rover. There was Barney McGee from the banks of the Lee, There was Hogan from County Tyrone, and a chap called McGurk, who was scared stiff of work, and a chap from Westmead called Maloney. There was Slugger O'Toole, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting little Casey from Dover. There was Truly from Clare, who was strong as a bear, and was skipper of the Irish Rover. We had 1 million bales of old Billy Goat's tails. We had 2 million buckets of stones. We had 3 million hides of old blind horses' hides. We had 4 million packets of bones. We had 5 million hogs. We had 6 million dogs. And 7 million barrels of mortar. We had 8 million bags for the best Sligo rags in the hold of the Irish Rover. We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog, and the whole of the crew was reduced unto two. 'Twas myself and the captain's old dog. Then the ship struck a rock with a terrible shock, and then she heeled right over, turned 9 times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. I'm the last of the Irish Rover. 'Twas a very fine craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and oh, how the wild winds drove over. She had 23 masts and withstood several blasts, and we called her the Irish Rover. For a sailor, there's always distress in my life. I'm so lonesome by night and by day. I'll make way for the pass and this charming young lass, who will meld all my worry away. Then I'll head for the dock, for I'm locked in the stock. I'll sneak up Jacob's ladder. Of the love of a maid, I am never afraid. I'm the salt from the Irish Rover. 'Twas a very fine craft, she was rigged fore and aft, and oh, how the wild winds drove her. She had 23 masts and withstood several blasts, and called her the Irish Rover.
The Irish Rover.
Yes, it's an Irish song.
That's right. Well, we are AreaRadio.com. That's people, music, events, live, and proud sponsors of Frederick.com.
Yes.
Like last time, we're actually going to have 2 different podcasts. The show's split in half. So this way, everyone gets to, you know, be able to listen to the full amount of the Kent Courtney Show, but just have it split up in two different podcasts. So this way, they won't have any problems with streaming if they don't download.
Yeah, there we go.
So, right now, since we are proud sponsors of Frederick.com, we are going to listen to some other proud sponsors of Frederick.com. We'll be back.
You're going to love the Frederick, Maryland location of Mama Lucia on 1700 Kingfisher Drive. For nearly 20 years, Mama Lucia has used only the finest ingredients, resulting in the best down-home Italian cooking you can find. From pizza to pasta, let Mama do the cooking for you. In addition to outstanding food, Mama Lucia offers friendly, efficient service. If you can't join us, you can take Mama home with you and be a hero for the night. That's Mama Lucia on Frederick.com.
I Made This. Yes, you can paint your own pottery at I Made This Pottery. Choose a piece of pottery. Decide on a design. Choose your colors and design tools. Decorate your masterpiece. Pick up your pottery 1 week later at I Made This. And it's party time with children's parties, adult parties, corporate parties, clubs, troops, and groups. Hey, you can check us out on Frederick.com. Keywords, I Made This on Frederick.com. The Grapevine Home and Garden Accessories. The Grapevine, located in the heart of the beautiful historic district of downtown Frederick at 117 East Patrick Street, is a refreshing alternative to those so-called superstore home centers. At the Grapevine, you'll find the finishing touches for your home and garden that you could look for years and never find anywhere else. After all, the details matter. Look for the Grapevine on Frederick.com, keyword Grapevine.
Hey, we're back.
Does that mean we're back?
It means we're not front.
Hey, this is AreaRadio.com, people, music, and events live.
Proud sponsors of Frederick.com.
Yeah, man. Hey, we've got lots of new sponsors we're picking up, too.
Yeah?
And, man, I haven't even had a chance to enter in a couple of them. And, oh, man, some of these people are just terrific. I think I told everybody about Catoctin Computers. If you're in Thurmont, Maryland, and you want to... you get your computer worked on. In fact, anywhere in Frederick County area. Catoctin Computers is a very reasonable place to get it done. It's owned by Peter Coe. And Peter is one of those computer geniuses who can fix nearly anything. So if you want to get your computer running and you've had like maybe a hard drive problem or a memory problem or you forgot to back up something and it crashed, Peter Coe is the one to help you and bail you out of any problems that you may have.
And you can also get like a Dell through him, right? You just print out like you go on like Dell.com
right,
or whatever,
right.
And you pick out the system that you want and everything, and you can take it to him, and you'll get it a lot cheaper, won't you?
You will get it cheaper. Not only that, you get it from somebody who's going to make sure that it's working.
And not showing up at your doorstep due to, you know...
Every computer system I've ever ordered, you know, through a delivery that goes directly to your door has not worked.
Well...
I mean, yeah. Without fail, every one of them.
I think we need a song after that.
All right, how about the one about the silkies? This is one of those great Irish, English, Scottish, Welsh kind of songs.
You know what a silky is?
Absolutely.
Why don't you explain to us what a silky is?
Well, a silky, you know, those are creatures that are only males.
That's right.
And they're kind of like seals.
Yeah.
And they live around the Orkneys up in the cold reaches of the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And... well, if you only have males, how do you get baby silkies? Well, you have to go on land and find a female. And mm-hmm. So they would remove their silky outfit and go find a female. And they had the power of hypnosis. And so they would hypnotize the girl. And, you know, 9 months later, she would have a baby. And, of course, the young girl would say, "Oh, silky must have done it." That there was actually, you know, a pretty good excuse when you think about it. Got the local boy, you know, out of trouble. But the real problem with the silkies is that they'd have to get the baby back.
Yeah.
Well, they had the power of hypnosis, and so they could go up and get lots of money, just bags of money, because they could hypnotize people into giving them money. And so they would bring that money and put it on the Norse's knee, and get the baby from the mother and take the baby away. And of course the baby the mother could say that the baby was sold for a lot of money. She would have a lot of money, so obviously there was some, you know, truth to that story, and that might have buy her out of some complications that were associated with having a baby in the first place.
Kent,
yes,
I'm a silky. You're going to play a song.
I'm going to play a song.
You're going to play a
song. I must play a song. I must play a song. An earthly Norris sits and sings. Aye, she sings by Lily Ween. Little can I, my bairnie's father, far less the land that he sleeps in. Then in he steps to her bedside, and a grumbly guest, I am sure, was he, saying, "Here I am, thy bairnie's father, although I be not commonly. I am a man upon the land, and I am a silky in the sea.
And when I am far and far from land, my home it is in Shrewsbury. It shall come to pass on a summer's day, when the sun shines bright on every stone, that I shall take my little young son and teach him how to swim the foam. Then he has taken a purse of gold, he has put it upon her knee, saying, give to me, my little young son, and take me up thine Oris fee. And thou shalt marry a proud gunner, and a proud gunner I am sure was he, and the very first shot that e'er he'll shoot will kill both my young son and me. Alas, alas, the maiden cried, this weary fate's been laid for me. And then she said, and then she said, I'll bury me in Shrewsbury.
All About the Silkies.
All About the Silkies. Just barely in English, that song is.
Yeah, well, you know, I prefer cotton over silkies.
Gee, and I thought people who are silkies were the ones who are the race guys down at the track.
Oh, yeah, the little jockeys. Yeah.
They wear their silkies, don't they?
Well, they might be more boxers than jockeys.
Ah, that's true. Now, if they're wearing silk boxers, you got to watch out.
That's right, absolutely. Well, you know, Triad receives $9 million in urban transit funds.
You mean down Winston-Salem in Greenboro, North Carolina? All those Tar Heels.
Yeah, it's part of the air quality program.
Yeah.
The North Carolina Board of Transportation allocated a little more than $9 million in federal funds to three Triad transit systems this week.
Oh, yeah. Even North Carolina's getting in on it.
Oh, absolutely. It's like they've been listening to the podcast, you know?
Now, it's because of an air quality program, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The funding comes from the Federal Highway Administration's Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Program. Say that fast three times. The Federal Transit Administration Section 5309 statewide earmarks.
Yeah.
And the Greensboro Transit Authority received $593,000 in funding from the congestion program for about two additional buses, as well as $2 million in Section 5309 funds for land purchase and design of a new administration maintenance facility. Boy, I wonder if I could get that job. Designing the roof for that thing?
That's right. You're a design engineer.
Yeah, maybe I could, you know, get in on some of this money that they're throwing away.
Yeah. Oh, no, not throwing away. No. Spending it wisely.
That's right.
Winston-Salem Transit Authority got another $3.5 million in funds from the congestion program. And they're making hybrid buses. And they're going to have eight hybrid buses. Hybrid buses. That's hard to say.
Yeah, it is. Hybrid.
And one diesel bus. Hey, do you know when they brought the diesel into these United States, Rudolf Diesel sold the patent to whom in the rights to whom in these United States? Anheuser-Busch.
Really?
For the St. Louis Brewery. Yes, first installed in the brewery in St. Louis.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that because they wanted to get rid of the Clydesdales or something.
No, they want to put that back into Clydesdales.
Oh.
And the Piedmont Authority of Regional Transportation got $3 million in congestion program funding for six additional buses and six park and ride lots. You know, I call them leapfrogging. You know,
yeah.
It makes so much sense because, you know, if you have like a Thule bike rack or something like that on your vehicle, you know, you can bring your bike on your vehicle and park it in a park and ride, you know, get on a transit bus where you can actually, you know, carry your bike on board the bus or, you know, put it in a rack outside and then take that bus to where you want to go. And then, you know, take your bike off the bike rack and then just pedal wherever you want to do that.
Yeah.
Now, they're already doing that with the Frederick County Transit System.
And the BART.
And I wonder if they're going to, you know, catch up with this with the in Winston-Salem.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah. So it makes so much sense to do this.
Absolutely. See, people are finally actually getting on board with this, which is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
We definitely need to do something about it because, like you were discussing last week, as far as, you know, our dependency on oil, we need to try and get away from the oil because of the, you know, the emissions.
Did you hear the T-Bone's Pickin' solution to this?
No.
You know, T-Bone's Pickin' is, T-Bone is the one who's, you know, been a controversial oil figure.
Yeah.
You know, he's a Texas oilman. And he had the idea, he's a billionaire himself, so he proposed that private investors should fund the construction of thousands of wind turbines from Texas north to the Canadian border, and as well as the transmission lines to carry that power to urban centers across the country. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, the wind would generate 20% of the U.S. electric needs.
I know, it's brilliant, yeah. It needs to be done. I mean, like the Dutch were doing that kind of thing a long time ago.
Absolutely.
I mean, what do you think of windmills in Holland, right?
Yeah.
Now, why do you think they had those windmills?
Hang their laundry on to dry faster?
Well, what they actually were doing was providing power for a couple of different reasons. It was his mechanical power, one to pump the canals, pump water out, and keep the place dry. But also, you know, it's a great way to power a grist mill or anything that does kind of grinding.
Yeah.
A windmill is great for that. But yeah, they were power. That's the whole reason why they have those windmills. Even though that was mechanical power, now that we're using them to create electrical power,
yep,
by putting generators on them.
Absolutely.
You know, it's still a brilliant concept, and we've got lots of wind. And maybe we should ring Washington, D.C. and take advantage of a lot of that hot air.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of wind down there.
Hey, speaking of wind, let's ride a good breeze. What do you say?
Sounds like a plan to me.
La la bon bon, la jolie bon, la la bon bon, mami ma belle, la la bon bon, la jolie bon, la la bon bon, mami mettons. Derrière chez nous y'a tous les temps, derrière chez nous traque tous les temps, trois beaux canards s'en vont baignant. La la bon bon, la jolie bon, la la bon bon, mami ma belle, la la bon bon, la jolie bon, la la bon bon, mami mettons. Trois beaux canards s'en vont baignons, trois beaux canards s'en vont baignons, le bistera s'en va chassant. V'là le bonbon, v'là joli bon, v'là le bonbon, mamie m'appelle. V'là le bonbon, v'là joli bon, v'là le bonbon, mamie m'attend. Le fils du rat s'en va chassant, le fils du rat s'en va chassant, avec son grand fusil d'argent. V'là le bonbon, v'là joli bon, v'là le bonbon, mamie m'appelle. V'là le bonbon, v'là joli bon, v'là le bonbon, mamie m'attend. Avec son grand fusil d'argent, avec son grand fusil d'argent, visse le noir, tu as le blond. V'là le bonbon, v'là joli bon, v'là le bonbon, mamie m'appelle. V'là le bonbon, v'là joli bon, v'là le bonbon, mamie m'attend. Visse le noir, tu as le blanc, visse le noir, tu as le blanc, au fils du roi, tu es méchant. V'là le bonbon, v'là joli bon, v'là le bonbon, mamie m'appelle. V'là le bonbon, v'là joli bon, v'là le bonbon, mamie m'attend. Au fils du rat, tu es méchant. Au fils du rat, tu es méchant. De voir, tu as ma canard blanc. V'là le bonbon, v'là joli bon. V'là le bonbon, mamie m'appelle. V'là le bonbon, v'là joli bon. V'là le bonbon, mamie m'attend.
Hey, that was fantastic, Mr. Bilingual, Trilingual Kent Courtney. This is AreaRadio.com. People, music, events, live, proud sponsors of Frederick.com. Thank you very much.
Oh, look, a gypsy, a gypsy, a gypsy.
Zeffirina, we have Zeffirina here.
Hi, Zeffirina.
Hello.
You have words of wisdom?
Yes. I have them from this little yogi teabag paper that was on the teabag.
Yes.
The paper's on the teabag.
No, like it's above the teabag.
My red bush chai.
The red bush chai.
And the green chai. And the
cocoa
the
spice.
The honey hibiscus?
I don't remember.
Hibiscus.
Here we go.
Honey orange. Something. I don't remember.
Aren't it's you glad?
Moroccan orange is very
good. Yeah, that one. I finished all mine off. I was sick, remember?
Well, here's one. It says, the one who rotates the earth for you takes care of your routine.
Oh, is that a disc jockey?
No.
Rotates
no.
the earth.
No.
You know, like, can he scratch the earth?
No. The same person who rotates the earth on its axis and, you know, makes the sun burn and all that wonderful stuff.
Makes the sun burn.
If you just give it all up to him, he'll take care of your routine.
So all you have to do is have sunburn protection.
SPF.
It's not what I'm talking about.
Is it the Southern Pacific Railroad?
No. No. Ugh. You people are so mean.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know what you're talking
the
about.
The one who rotates the earth and the for one you takes care of your routine.
And the DJ one. Does. Of course, he says
not
what
the
dance
DJ.
To do.
The big DJ
the
in
big
the sky.
The big guy in the sky.
The O, capital O one.
The big guy? Come on.
Well, here's one. Here's
another one.
Okay. Yes.
Related or not related?
Related.
Okay.
Are you two related?
We're cousins.
No.
No.
Maybe?
Everybody's cousins, yes.
How many degrees? Six or...
I have 2 degrees.
No. Like 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon. I'm four.
You're four. You look more
four
than
four
that.
Four degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Let's read this.
My mommy had dinner with his aunt.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Kevin Bacon?
Oh! How dare you!
He's a guy. What do you expect?
But it's still Kevin Bacon. Footloose.
I know.
I like Kunstler's bacon,
the bacon
better.
He's the Bacon Brothers. He and his brother are musicians.
They sing.
Yeah, they sing. Yes. They were at the
Kunstler's
the
brother.
They were at the Stern Capitol, too.
Missed them.
It was a while ago. It was before the remodel. Yes. What is this one again?
This one says, you will feel exalted when you do the impossible for someone else.
Oh, that's like rotating the earth.
If you can do that, boy, you're impossible. It's impossible. You'll feel exalted, really, really exalted.
Mm. Oh, I get it.
Yes.
So the one who rotates the earth is exalted.
Well, no. If it's impossible for somebody else to do, and you do it for them because they're not going to be able to.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Are you suggesting I can't rotate the earth?
I was going to say, if he fly for me or something, like I can do the impossible. I'll fly.
No. It's if you you can't do something because you can't. You don't have the money. You don't have the time.
Sprained ankles.
It's something you just can't do, and you do it, and it's impossible. And somebody else does it for you. They will feel so good because they helped you out in something you can't do.
Oh.
And so you become exhausted.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you become exhausted by being... you become exalted, and then it makes you exhausted, but then you go sleep after you feel better about what you did.
Yeah. There's some wisdom in this somewhere.
Somewhere in there. You read between the lines.
Century 21 Premium Realty is in Frederick, Maryland, at the Eastgate Center on East Patrick Street. Century 21 Premium Realty has many years of experience working side by side with buyers and sellers. Century 21 Premium Realty has a broad knowledge of the real estate market. Determining your home's fair market value is one of the most important decisions you'll make during the real estate process. Century 21 Premium Realty has a team that is dependable, resourceful, and will go above and beyond the sale. Your realtors for life. Century 21 Premium Realty. That's keywords, premium realty on frederick.com.
Oye, amigos, at Los Trios Restaurant in Frederick, Maryland, every day is a fiesta. Los Trios Restaurant on West Patrick Street serves Tex-Mex and Salvadorian food for your familia. At Los Trios Restaurant, lunches start at $5.99. For dinner at Los Trios Restaurant, you can try the Salvadorian specials like the steak ranchero or the plantanos, fried plantains to make your mouth water, or real tacos the way they're supposed to be made. The sopa de mariscos is a visual delight with fish, shrimp, crab, mussels, and scallops. We also have a kids menu at Los Trios Restaurant. That's Los Trios Restaurant. Keywords, Los Trios on Frederick.com. Bill's Auto Body in Thurmont, Maryland gives you the personalized care that dealerships want. With a 5,000-square-foot facility, Bill's Auto Body provides the best in auto repairs with timely and outstanding service. Bill's Auto Body guarantees precision workmanship, resulting in continued long-lasting satisfaction and professional results for their customers. Serving the area for over 20 years, Bill's Auto Body has been and always will be a friend of the community. That's keywords, Bill's Auto Body on Frederick.com.